You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Rob Farad. Coming up, a summer camp at Madison College offers teen girls the chance to learn how to use power tools. We'll hear about the goals of that program.
Now, for the first time, it looks like women will finally have a new place in everyday American life, on the money.
The Treasury Department will announce today that Harriet Tubman, an abolitionist who helped hundreds of slaves to freedom, is to replace former president and slaveholder Andrew Jackson on the front of the $20 bill. Jackson will move to the back of the bill.
The $20 bill isn't all that's changing. The $10 bill will also see some changes and will still feature the man who inspired this Broadway show. Alexander Hamilton, as they're singing, he'll be joined by leaders of the women's suffrage movement on the $10 note. Here to tell us more about the change is Anna Swanson. She's a reporter for the Washington Post's Wonk blog, and her article on the currency change is linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Anna, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So other than the fact that these new people will be on bills or people are moving around on the bills, what do we know about how our new $10 and $20 bills might look in the next few years?
Well, it's actually changes to three bills that were announced today, the 5, the 10, and the 20. And there's really a slew of changes, a lot more faces being added, some scenes from history being added to the bills as well, in order to, you know, add the faces of women who are not currently represented on the paper currency of the U.S., as well as the contributions of minorities to American history.
So there has been a movement for a while to get a woman or women onto American currency. Give us a sense of how that started. Where did that come from?
Well, there was a viral movement starting a few years ago to put a woman on the $20 bill in 2020 in time for the 100th anniversary of a woman's right to vote. And that's something that, you know, sprang up online. It was promoted by an organization called Women for 20s. And that organization got hundreds of thousands of people to vote on which of 15 women from American history should grace the front of a bill. And those votes actually ended up choosing Harriet Tubman, who the Treasury Department has now announced will be on the face of the 20. After that, I think the Treasury Department realized how much popular support there was for this. So last summer, they announced that they would begin looking to put a woman on the bill, but that the next bill up for redesign was the $10 bill with Alexander Hamilton on it. And that's an announcement that sparked a lot of opposition from Hamilton fans, as you noted. So this has been kind of a long process of consideration getting to the announcement today.
So how often are there reconfigurations of our currency, and what's usually the motivation for doing that?
You know, not very often, and that's part of the reason why this has become such a high-profile decision. Some other countries really do reexamine and renew their currency more often and have more public figures on their currency. The U.S. hasn't done that as much. Right, the Treasury Department's first responsibility in reviewing the currency and, you know, their first priority in making these redesigns is security. So they're looking to protect the bill from counterfeiters. And that's why, you know, they initially looked at the $10 bill, which features Alexander Hamilton, because that's the bill that was up for the next redesign.
And so you said that Harriet Tubman got the most votes out of, I think you said, 15 women. Who are some of the other ones that were being suggested?
So there were a variety of women. Their final round candidates, in addition to Tubman, were Eleanor Roosevelt, Rosa Parks, and Wilma Mankiller. But there were others as well, including Betty Friedan, Sojourner Truth, Rachel Carson. So a variety of, you know, political figures, social figures, and also women who fought for women's right to vote as well.
So it's interesting because this change is putting an abolitionist, Harriet Tubman, on the front of a bill, moving former President Andrew Jackson to the back, who was a slaveholder. Was it necessary to keep Andrew Jackson on at all?
You know, I'm not sure about that. I think, you know, ultimately the Treasury felt that they still wanted to continue to honor that. In an announcement today, Jack Lew mentioned that there is a statue of Andrew Jackson outside of the Treasury. So I think they probably wanted to, you know, create some continuity with that old bill. So he will be moved to the back, and on the back of the bill, he'll still be featured there with the White House, which is currently on the back of that bill.
I think it's really interesting, too, Anna, that people are seeing this as a victory for women being put on paper currency, but also this is a person of color being put on paper currency. Is this the first time that a person of color has been on any kind of U.S. legal tender?
Well, so there are a few examples of Native Americans. There's the Sacagawea dollar coin. Also in the mid-1800s, Pocahontas was featured on a $20 note, which was a lot of money in the mid-1800s, so probably wasn't too common. But she actually wasn't portrayed in portrait style. She was, you know, pictured as part of a scene. But yes, I mean, this is certainly a very, you know, historic and momentous change.
We're talking with Anna Swanson. She's a reporter for the Washington Post's Wonk blog. And we're talking about the decision to put Harriet Tubman, the abolitionist, most famously associated with the Underground Railroad, on the United States $20 bill. Now, Anna, I'm assuming that changes like this, the decisions don't get made overnight, and the actual printing of the currency doesn't happen overnight either. When might we see, first of all, the mock-ups of these, and then when might they actually be in circulation?
Well, the Treasury Department announced today that they plan to release the designs for all of the bills by 2020, which, again, you know, that is the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage. And so they feel that it's, you know, an important symbolic gesture to release that design for the bill, having a woman on the $20 bill by that year. I don't think, unfortunately, they'll be able to release the bill into circulation by that year. They kind of were vague on that today, you know, saying Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary, said that he had ordered the Bureau of Engraving to accelerate this process as much as possible, and that they were going to work on this as quickly as possible, but they didn't give a specific time frame.
Have you heard of any backlash to the proposed changes to the $5, $10, and $20 bills?
Well, I mean, there was certainly a lot of backlash to the idea of removing Alexander Hamilton, who, you know, has become a popular figure in pop culture with the new Broadway play all about his life. And, you know, I did hear a lot of opposition to removing him, in part because he really was the architect of our economic and banking system. He was the first Secretary of the Treasury, and so people felt that he held a very important symbolic role being pictured on the currency.
So Alexander Hamilton is holding his place on the $10 bill. Are people responding positively to having suffragists join him on that?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. I mean, the picture I've gotten from the new redesign is that it just features a lot more scenes and a lot more faces. So people are kind of in different combinations on all of the bills now. So, for example, the face of the new 10 still features Alexander Hamilton, but the back features a scene of a march for women's suffrage, and the Treasury Department said today it will honor suffrage movement leaders like Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Sojourner Truth. And then the $5 bill, the back of that is going to honor the civil rights movement by showing the famous March on Washington and the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and the figures of Martin Luther King Jr., Eleanor Roosevelt, and Marian Anderson, the African-American opera singer who sang at the March on Washington.
Well, Anna, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Anna Swanson, reporter for the Washington Post's Wonk blog. She talked with us about plans to put the first woman on the $20 bill, abolitionist Harriet Tubman. Her article is linked on the Central Time Facebook page.